Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back again with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your creator's commentary track for all the content that I produce daily and publish at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 133, and the title is Proactive Possibilities. Here's the story behind the sticky. While it's true that sometimes, perhaps even frequently, possibilities will pop into your head unbidden, it's an unreliable way to collect ideas. Certainly lightning strikes, but if that's the only way you're set up to collect electricity, you better go buy some more candles to keep the lights on in your house after dark. If you need a power source, you can't just wait for lightning to strike. You got to go set up a bunch of electrical generators and water turbines and windmills and maybe get a few thousand hamsters running around in those little wheels. My preference for encouraging lightning to strike is to set up lightning rods to attract those strikes. A lightning rod is a metal staff mounted on the highest parts of a building and connected to the ground through a conductive wire. If lightning strikes the building, it will be drawn to the metal rod, transferred down the wire, and be harmlessly dissipated into the ground. The lightning rod is also called a lightning attractor, or the Franklin rod, as it was invented by Benjamin Franklin in 1749 to help reduce the number of house fires caused by lightning strikes. The purpose of our metaphorical lightning rods is to attract ideas, inspiration, and possibilities. Here are five lightning rods guaranteed to bring you flashes of inspiration and possibility. Number one, read more stuff. Magazines, books, blogs, cereal boxes. It doesn't really matter what you read, at least in the beginning, just that you're reading at all. Reading for just 15 to 20 minutes every morning or every evening is enough to feed your brain with enough new ideas to make you more lightning strikeable. Number two, listen to great speakers. Go and see live presentations of the best keynote speakers as often as you can. If you can't see somebody live, certainly listen to them on a podcast, but you can't beat the energy and enthusiasm of a great speaker live on stage. Listen for the message within the message. Find one great idea that you can take home and put into action tomorrow. The energy that comes from a really good speaker on stage can generate a room full of lightning bolts. Number three, collect quotes. Start by purchasing a small book of quotes from your local bookstore, or if you must, download a Quote of the Day app on your phone. I think it's way more inspiring to be able to page through quotes and look for the ones that jump out at you. And I also find that the quotes that have the most impact on me personally come from the middle of books I'm reading, or from speakers I've seen on stage. Never be without a notepad in which to scribble down an interesting turn of phrase. Review your collection from time to time whenever you need some brilliance on demand. Number four, listen to music. One of the earliest ways that I discovered to create a lightning strike of inspiration was through the music I collected. I found I could actually control the kinds of ideas I came up with by the type of music I was playing while I was drawing, writing, or just staring at a wall deep in thought. Music without lyrics works best. Jazz, new age, movie soundtracks, and classical music can bring down a lightning storm of possibilities. And number five, keep your radar up. A friend of mine named Jim Cannarucci wrote a book titled Personal Brilliance. The book lists four catalysts for creativity: awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative. Before reading the book, I would have bet that my primary source for attracting creative ideas was curiosity, asking what if and why not. But it turns out after learning more about the catalysts, I would now attribute most of my idea generation to awareness, simply being attuned to what's happening around me, what's happening in an industry, and planting little seeds of inspiration in my brain. To keep our lightning strike analogy going, think of your brain as a magnet and all those innovative influences as metal shavings. Collect enough metal and you can create one hell of a lightning rod. Thanks for Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. You'll begin receiving a daily email alert that includes a copy of that day's post-it note, which is drawn by hand, by yours truly, with a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and shared for the world to see at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track that I've been recording for each one of the post-it notes I publish this year. It includes a little backstory on that day's thought and gives you the story behind the sticky, like the one I shared in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new sticky and a brand new story. I hope you'll stick around to hear it.